Compared with introduced species, native animals are believed to have less harm to land. But a new study from the University of New South Wales found that in Australia, kangaroos may cause more harm to farms than introduced species, such as rabbits. The Wire's Wing Kwong reports.
In Australia, kangaroos usually are not seen as pests because of its native nature. But a new research led by the University of New South Wales found kangaroos can become a threat to Australian vegetation. It also found native species may bring more harm compared to introduced species. Professor Michael Nicknick is the senior author of the research.
When we conducted our study, it was during the peak of the big drought about 2 years ago. At that time, the most numerous herbivores in the conservation reserves where we studied were kangaroos. And kangaroos, their grazing had completely denuded the landscapes of any ground cover vegetation. They were compacting the soil and they depleted the soil nutrients. And these effects were essentially overgrazing and the sorts of effects we normally associate with livestock and having too many livestock on a property.
According to Professor Nicknick, there are too many kangaroos in Australia at the moment. If we don't start controlling their number, there could be more damage to biodiversity.
We set aside areas for biodiversity conservation, and we want those areas to support many different types of animals and plants. The problem that we see is if we sort of maybe they become kangaroo farms, and the kangaroos, by eating so much of the vegetation, mean there's no food for other animals and no places for other animals to shelter, and they reduce the number of different types of plant species living in the environment.
Is kangaroo overgrazing also related to climate change?
No, I don't think these effects that we see have got much to do with climate change, though the effects that we did see certainly had a lot to do with drought. So we do have droughts from time to time in Australia, and I mean, it may be that those droughts are getting worse because of climate change. But the effect that we saw was largely because it was in a period of very dry conditions and there was too many kangaroos in the landscape at that time.
Professor Nicknick hopes the new research could open a new conversation about native animals.
The study's important because I think it's time that we have some conversations about how to manage our native animals. Our native animals can be pests in some context, and we need to have these conversations and think about developing mature ways to manage them.
And that was Professor from the University of New South Wales, Mike Lecknick, speaking with The Wire's Wing Kwan.